share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Everyone is extra cautious nowadays since the pandemic. It's perfectly normal if you're worried or feeling paranoid given the circumstances we're all in. We've seen so many guidelines about protecting ourselves from COVID-19, but the fact is that we don't always have to go through long practices to rid ourselves of being exposed to potential viruses. There are also small steps that we can take to prevent putting ourselves at risk of contracting illnesses. Here's what you can do. 1. Wash fresh groceries. For illustration purposes only, you might have overlooked this, but the stuff you buy from your local supermarkets have been touched by a lot of shoppers before you. There's a chance that the stuff you brought home has been contaminated by viruses or germs, but you can prevent this by thoroughly washing your groceries before consumption. There's no use if you only care about sanitizing your hands and not the food you put into your body. The viruses will still be there. Therefore, to avoid this from happening, you should wash your groceries right after you get home and use gloves when buying stuff from the supermarket. 2. Close the toilet lid when flushing. For illustration purposes only, you might want to shut the toilet lid when flushing because water droplets can travel up to 3 feet, or 91 centimeters, from ground level. This means you're a lot more exposed to the virus when you leave the lid open while flushing. However, there's still no clear evidence that the coronavirus can be transmitted through feces. Nonetheless, poor toilet hygiene puts you at risk of getting infected by a range of other diseases. It's a good practice to keep the toilet lid closed when flushing and to also clean the toilet seat before and after use. 3. Take vitamin C. For illustration purposes only, no vitamin or supplement can cure us of COVID-19 or any disease for that matter. However, vitamin C can help to boost our immunity system and its functions. Not only does it keep your skin healthy, but it also keeps harmful stuff from entering your body. Time to stock up on those vitamins. 4. Avoid drinking or eating out. For illustration purposes only, try to stay away from restaurants, coffee shops, bars, etc. during this pandemic because it's hard to maintain physical distancing and constantly wear your mask, especially if you're eating at these crowded places. We could be in the same room as someone who is COVID-19 positive and we'll never know until my Sagittarius alerts us of it. And by then, it could be too late. Being in diners will increase virus transmission, especially during this critical time. Plus, it's risky to be in crowded places while removing facial coverings. 5. Don't gather in groups. For illustration purposes only, it's never a good idea to gather in groups during a pandemic, especially when it involves a large number of people. The more people, the higher the risk of transmission to everyone in the group, and we definitely don't need more cases right now. It's hard to maintain a proper physical distancing as well if you're in a large crowd, so if you're thinking about gathering with your friends, you might want to think twice. 6. Clean and disinfect surfaces. For illustration purposes only, this is very essential because not only do your hands need to be sanitized, things that you touch or use on a daily basis are prone to getting dirt on them as we can't keep track of everything we touch during the day. The daily devices that should be cleaned frequently are cell phones, laptops, door handles, car keys, and etc. We touch our devices up to 2,617 times per day, so, can you imagine how unhygienic that can be? In fact, according to several studies, our cell phones can be a home to microbial life forms, including bacteria, viruses, and fungi. You can get alcohol wipes at any pharmacy and disinfect your daily devices. Follow this guide by Healthline on how to clean your phones properly and you should be set. We've been fighting this virus for over a year now. Yet, the fight is far from over. We can only practice physical distancing and avoid being exposed to large crowds. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Also read. You're not safe. Majin shares how getting COVID-19 was the worst experience in her life. Source. Live Science Source. Philadelphia Inquirer Source. Medical News Today Source. New York Spirit Source. The Straits Times Source. The Indian Express. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.